Hey guys, welcome to the ELI's Finding Chicago Global Perspectives podcast series for AEPP 2019. I'm your host, Yu Wenxiong, or you can call me Sally, and I'm currently an incoming graduate student at Harris School of Public Policy at University of Chicago. Today, we'll be exploring the topic of street art in Chicago and the story behind. As some of you may notice, art can be spotted in every neighborhood throughout the city of Chicago, no matter under the viaduct, on bridges, in stairwells, and climbing buildings, so on and so forth. The whole city is a canvas. However, when you pass by a mural, somewhere in Hyde Park, for example, have you ever thought about why there is so much street art in Chicago? How it has developed? Have you ever wondered what the murals, graffiti, and mosaics try to convey? What do people think about them? Do they have any impact to the community and the whole city? Personally speaking, in China, it's really rare to see so many colors in the city. Even in the US, during my visit to several cities across the whole country, I did not see as much as it is in Chicago. I can see some pictures under the dark viaduct pretty close to my apartment. There are also tons of art pieces when I visited Pilsen for my neighborhood project. I once thought maybe Pilsen is rich of art because it's a Mexican neighborhood. However, from all the presentations of my classmates, street art could be everywhere. This makes me more curious about the history of street art in Chicago and the story behind. Now, let's get started. When we talk about street art, it's a form of art created in public locations or publicly viewed surfaces, usually outside of the context of traditional art venues. Artists may want to bring beauty or some message related to history, social, or political issues to a much broader audience. There are different methods and materials used to create art. Things keep changing as time goes, new topics come up, people got amazing ideas, creative images, and a couple of new techniques to express their feelings. Street art exists worldwide, from North America to Europe, from Africa to Asia. Even if you do not know about art, you could definitely tell something. Chicago is one of the cities that have the most and the best street art. According to wayfaringviews.com by Carol Gaddy, Chicago has around 40,000 square feet of street art located in more than 50 neighborhoods in the city, three of which may be quite famous for visiting. The South Loop on Wabash, Milwaukee Avenue from Wicker Park to Logan Square, and Pilsen. What's more, there are many other amazing masterpieces across the city, with topics ranging from nature, politics, religion, social justice, etc. But what makes Chicago stand out from other cities with street art? Well, Carol's answer is, things here are big and political related. However, from my perspective, it's because the reasons behind creating the art are literally diverse, and you can even learn the history from the art. Let's go deeper with the story behind. If you do some research on each neighborhood specifically, or even each piece of art, they were totally created for different aims. The murals of Pilsen are a key part of community identity and culture. Many were inspired by the Mexican mural movement of the early 20th century, and even brought the contemporary mural movement a community-based expression of public art through Canada and the United States, which began in the late 1960s, according to a summary of Pilsen Historic District by Chicago Department of Planning and Development. You can easily tell how community changes by the type of murals, but till now, murals are still working to help people be conscious about their culture and as a bulwark against gentrification. But how about Hyde Park or Woodlawn, neighborhoods without that high Mexican population? Residents started to work on a public beautification project, a community mural entitled Woodlawn Works, on three walls of the railway underpasses on 66th and 67th Street in 2013, according to Grace Hawk at Chicago Maroon. Multiple parties engaged in creation, including UChicago Civic Engagement. Why? For those who decided to make the change, they really want to create some light for the whole South Side, bring hope and self-esteem to the community, emphasize cultural identity, and foster integration. It's even compound the art in Pilsen. How's the impact? What does the community think about it? If you really want to know the answer, you'd better ask local people directly. If you ask, please tell me about it. I'm really interested in that. There are even more reasons for creating street art. Talk about politics, for example. The topic could range from anti-war and anti-imperialistic in the past to the current political climate with imagery of President Donald Trump. Or maybe to show they're proud of hip-hop culture at Wicker Park, or to carry on deliberative public art projects in Ad Beauty, or even to appeal to protect the endangered species, should you imagine. Well, every coin has two sides. Street art may cause some problems since it's so closely related to culture and identity. When it comes to the Depression-era murals, there were some heartbreaking news. These art pieces, created prior and during the Great Depression, depicting workers, indigenous people, and other significant figures from American history. However, they were removed or covered up, especially in public schools, given that they sparked controversy on sensitive subjects like race and ethnicity. In fact, in certain historical periods, arts may show some stereotypes when doing their work. It could become offensive to some people. It's inappropriate to say whether to keep or to move these pieces. However, they do depict a history of the city and its people, as well as illustrate shifting definitions of the values and purpose of public art. Everyone has his or her own perspective about street art. According to Max Temkin, co-creator of the popular Arts Against Humanity game, street art represents people claiming civic space for themselves, for the public good, to share something that's really joyful and surprising and meaningful. That's how we common people view arts. All in all, street art carries in so many meanings. Phil, F-A-I-L-E, the Brooklyn-based artistic collaboration between Patrick McNeil and Patrick Miller, once pointed out, as cities grow, they realize that culture, spirit, and lasting meaning comes from art. It's true. As a resident in Chicago, it's really a pity if you miss the stories behind. Here is what Bob Haggis, the reporter at Chicago Sun-Times, said about the art.
Art, and it just struck me as that there's more and more and more through which you can look and sort of view Chicago from a certain angle. So whether it's political, cultural, you know, violence, or you know, just kids playing in the street, it's an interesting lens to look at the city through these murals and mosaics.
I hope that you could gain some basic ideas of the street art in Chicago from this podcast. It's fun, right? It runs the gamut from protest to pretty. It tells the stories of faith and hope, race and immigration, struggle and success, family and whimsy. If you do need some eye candies, please walk around, maybe in your neighborhood or across the city, to try to feel more from the amazing ideas and information that art carries here. You'll be surprised how diverse the topic is and how impressive that you can learn the truth of Chicago from the art itself. Well, my friend, thanks for your listening. It's time to say goodbye now. I hope you do enjoy the podcast and enjoy the rest of your day. This is Sally from University of Chicago ELI. Bye-bye.